T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. Addie Conley should be attending Chino Hills High School for her senior year this year. Instead, after a diagnosis over the summer, she's battling acute myeloid leukemia instead and will likely be in the hospital for another 6 months. This particular form of cancer that Addie has is very hard to treat, and she only has a 20% chance of survival. She'll need a bone marrow transplant or a blood stem cell transplant, but a perfect match has yet to be found. Be the Match is a global leader in bone marrow transplantation. Operated by the National Marrow Donor Program, Be the Match has managed the most diverse marrow registry in the world, facilitating over 100,000 blood stem cell transplants. Here to tell us more is Joyce Valdez, Senior Community Outreach Specialist for City of Hope. Thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me. This is an honor, and kind of side note, this is one of my favorite radio stations, so I'm kind of fangirling right now.
Well, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate that so much. Start by telling us, what is Be the Match?
Well, Be the Match helps patients, just like how you mentioned it, helps patients primarily diagnosed with a blood cancer. A lot of the patients that we treat have leukemia or lymphoma that are in need of a transplant. So normally what happens is a patient gets diagnosed, it's pretty aggressive, they are no longer responding to treatment. When they're no longer responding to that treatment, then doctors will recommend a blood stem cell transplant to cure them. Usually the best matches come from a family member. But if there aren't any matches, then that's when they come to us to search this database called Be the Match to find an unrelated donor out there for a patient that's searching.
And how has Be the Match started?
It started back in 1978, I believe, and it started from a doctor whose daughter was in need of a transplant. It was in Minnesota. He worked out of the Red Cross office and worked with the blood donors at that time and knew that he can match the blood donations to seeing if there was a match for his daughter. But it started back in 1978 in a small little office at Red Cross in Minneapolis.
Why is it that most patients can't find a suitable donor within their family?
Well, how it's matched is based on your tissue typing. It's HLA. What makes you you, in layman's terms, is you get 3 parts from your mom, 3 parts from your dad, and that's what makes, you know, up to you. And so usually the best matches would be a sibling, but it just depends on how the combinations are made. That is just science on how they make it. So your parents will always be a half a match. So they say that there's usually about a 25% to 30% chance of finding a match in your family. That's when they turn to Be the Match in hopes to finding a perfect match out there. You're essentially trying to find your DNA twin that has that same makeup as you.
Because 70% of the time, then, there is no match within the family.
That's correct.
And who's eligible to join the registry?
To join the registry, you have to be 18 to 44 years old to register, be in general good health. So anyone that has ever tried to donate blood in the past and couldn't, our guidelines are completely different, and be willing to donate to any patient. I know right now we're focusing on Addie Conley, but if you're not a match for Addie, just know that you might potentially be that needle in a haystack for another patient that's searching.
What is the process of bone marrow or blood stem cell donation?
So about 80% of the time now, we are taking the blood stem cells for donation. So you're just sitting on a donor bed. They're taking the blood, separating the blood and the stem cells. And those stem cells that they collect is what's going to be given to the patient to save their life. So think of anyone that's donated platelets. It's the same process, but we're taking the stem cells. Also know we already have stem cells in our body, but not enough to produce to be given for donation. So for 5 days, you get 1 injection each day of filgrastim. And that's what is going to get your stem cells going in your system. On the day of donation, we release all those stem cells that are needed when you are donating. The donation for donating the blood stem cells, which is also called peripheral blood stem cell, is about a 4 to 5 hour donation. So you're watching a movie, reading a book while you're donating your stem cells. Bone marrow is usually when they ask for a bone marrow donation, you're matching a pediatric patient, so a child. And it's not the invasive procedure that people know it to be. You know, we have to thank media for that. Grey's Anatomy hasn't helped us any bit either. You are put to sleep, so you don't feel anything. They take the liquid marrow. They have a syringe where it'll remove the liquid marrow from your hip bone. And they collect the marrow, the liquid marrow. It takes about an hour for the procedure. You're in and out that same day. And if anything, you get a Band-Aid because they punctured the skin, but there's no incision. We're not cutting into anything. We're not drilling into anything. You do wake up feeling a little bit of soreness. Doctors usually just give ibuprofen just to kind of relieve the soreness. But for the most part, people are okay within a day or two of donation.
I will admit, this all sounds far easier than I had imagined.
Yeah. And just know that what you're doing only right now, the easiest part is registering. We just need to see if you're a match. And the only time you'll ever do one of those donations is if you are ever called as a potential match.
And is recovery time pretty quick then?
It is. So for the peripheral blood stem cell, again, we usually tell people that do donate, you know, give yourself a rest for a couple days. You know, just make sure that you're okay. We're not expecting you to mow the lawn, you know, the next day after, you know, surgery. Although we've seen people go grocery shopping right after when they donate bone marrow. Some patients actually even went hiking where we don't recommend that at all. I think they were just trying to prove something, but again, I mean, you have donors just doing their regular daily things within 24 to 48 hours.
So it is a pretty quick recovery then.
Very quick. Very, very quick. I think there's a lot of myths and misconceptions. Like I said, media didn't help any, you know, with the movies. They have to dramatize it a little bit. But then that's when you have, you know, reps like us going out into the field and into the community and just raising that awareness. Hey, it's not that bad. And we need as many swabs as we can get. A lot of people registered between 18 to 44 to see if they are a potential match for any of our patients.
And what happens after donation?
As far as after donation, the donation goes to the patient itself. A courier travels with it. It then is now given to the patient and they have this new rebirth day. That's what we call it because they're building this brand new immune system in their body. So we call it their new rebirth day. So after that donation, after someone gives their time, they're giving this life-saving donation to a patient, and not just the patient, but to their whole family.
I'm speaking with Joyce Valdez, Senior Community Outreach Specialist for City of Hope. What's the reaction from most donors been like after a successful transplant?
I think most donors, they just feel this sense of awe that, one, I don't think they realize what a big deal what they did, because when you do talk to some donors, they're always like, it wasn't even a big deal. They're like, it was a day of my time. And to think that there was a family behind it that is in need of it and what they're going through, you know, my day of donating isn't that, you know, they don't realize the impact that they've made. I'm still getting goosebumps just even saying it, the impact that they made to the family and friends of their donation.
A day off of work to save someone's life.
Absolutely. Exactly. They don't know the impact that they did.
Is there a particular transplant story that stands out for you?
Oh, gosh. Like I said, I've been doing this for 13 years now, and every story always has a big, huge impact. I can always talk about the first patient I ever worked with, but we'll talk about Addie, who is searching right now. She had one match. We don't know why. The doctor said that it wasn't a perfect match or it wasn't a suitable match for her. And so here is her network of family and friends. And she has a huge network of family and friends that are behind her and rooting for her and just doing whatever it takes to find that perfect match for her. Another one is Gavin that I was working with, and he is now 16. He had his transplant when he was 4. Him and his family are still very close to the woman, her name is Kat, who donated to him. And every year, twice a year, she posts, you know, for his real birthday and his rebirthday, you know, how their whole lives were saved, and they're huge advocates. And I can name thousands, you know, hundreds of patients that I've worked with. I know I'm missing a bunch of them. I feel like I should be giving an Oscar speech and having a list of all these patients, but those are just a couple that stand out to me.
It's not unusual then for donors to meet the patient.
It's not unusual. After 1 year, you have a chance to exchange information. If the donor center is each country is different depending on where your donor is coming from and what their rules are. But you have 1 year after you donated, after your transplant, you can get each other's information. But during that time, you could still send a card, a letter. Our office would, you know, we are the halfway of looking at that letter because we would need to make sure you're not giving some information about who you are, where you live. We have to keep it very anonymous for that 1 year.
Yesterday was World Marrow Donor Day. What is that?
World Marrow Donor Day is where the whole world is now celebrating all these transplants. We have registries all over different parts of the country finding transplants or finding matches for our patients. We don't have just patients here in the United States. It doesn't discriminate. It's everywhere in the country. And we're celebrating those that got a transplant and celebrating those that were donating to the patients that were in need.
How many people would you say have signed up for the registry, and how many people are looking for their perfect match?
Right now, we have about 22 million people in the United States that are potential donors. Just to break it down, we have about 125 patients at City of Hope that are searching right now for a perfect match. So that just kind of, and City of Hope is just one transplant center. You have UCLA, you have Loma Linda. You know, you have Stanford up north, and this is across the board. So about 1,000 every, you know, that are always searching. But just to kind of bring it back home, just at City of Hope alone, we have about 125. And out of the 22 million people on this list, not one person is a match for them.
Later today, Hillside Community Church in Rancho Cucamonga is hosting a Be the Match event for Addie. It's going to be from noon to 3 p.m. Tell us about this event.
So to register, for the most part, you can usually get a swab kit mailed out to you. But here you get to swab on the spot. You don't have to wait for it in the mail. You're filling out a form digitally. We have reps out there that will hand you the swab. So it's one less thing that you have to worry about. You just have to drive out to Hillside in Rancho, and takes less than 10 minutes of your time. And they're also offering free tacos to those that are eligible to register.
Once you've registered, how long does your name stay in the system?
So even though we're looking for 18 to 44 year olds, you are in the system until your 61st birthday.
And how long does it take to actually do the swab?
The swab itself takes about a minute to do the testing.
And that's just like a Q-tip swab inside your cheek?
It looks just like a long cotton swab, a long Q-tip. You're swabbing the inside of your cheeks, kind of like you're brushing your teeth, but your cheeks instead.
And say someone wanted to get a mail-in kit, how would they go about doing that?
So you can text the word Team Addie, it's all one word, to 61474. You fill out the form digitally, and on one of the prompts, it'll ask you, do you want your kit mailed to you? And you select yes, and it'll get mailed to your mailing address.
And even if you aren't a perfect match for Addie, there's a chance that you could be a match for someone else.
That's correct. You could be a match, or you can never be a match. I've been on this registry for about 23 years. I registered when I was 18, and I still haven't been called to be a match for a patient. You're just adding your name to this list in hopes to being a perfect match for someone.
Which I think just underscores the number of people that we need on this registry.
That's correct. It's a numbers game. It becomes a numbers game. The more people we add to this list, the better chances we'll find matches for our patients.
I've been speaking with Joyce Valdez, Senior Community Outreach Specialist for City of Hope. How else can the community support Be the Match?
Just raise awareness. I'm pretty sure before this interview, a lot of people didn't know about Be the Match. A lot of the patients that we work with don't really know, and that's okay. You know, so just raise the awareness, let people know about it, letting them know how easy it is to join. We're always looking for volunteers in the area, and any type of monetary donation to Be the Match is always helpful.
Is there anything else you want us to know about Be the Match or about Team Addie?
You could be that needle in a haystack for a patient. I can't stress that enough. You're not only just helping the patient, you are helping the family. And in this case, Team Addie needs you. She is looking for a match. And if it's not for her, it's for any patient that's in need.
And tell us again that number to text to get the kit.
It is Team Addie. That's what you're going to text the word to 61474.
And it's Addie is spelled A-D-D-I.
That's correct.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. And I hope we're able to save Addie's life.
I couldn't agree more. It's been a pleasure working with this family, and I want nothing more than to find a match for, like I said, not just for Addie, but this will help their whole family. It'll just be a huge impact.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.